Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Packers held off the Lions at Ford Field yesterday, keeping ahead the entire game, edging Detroit at a final score of 31-24. Micah Parsons continued his streak as the only member of the NFL to get a dozen sacks in each of his first five seasons. It was also the first year for Eminem as executive producer of the halftime show, where he performed alongside Detroit native Jack White. And if you're coming up for air, today is Black Friday. There may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that. But it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening to Civic Media News on your Black Friday.
A record number of Wisconsinites, about 1.65 million, were expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday. If you're traveling, the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northeastern Wisconsin. Accumulating snow is expected to impact travel after the holidays through tomorrow night. In November, the attention turns to men with a movement called Movember, bringing attention to men's health issues like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
A Cleveland Clinic study found that 44% of men do not get a yearly physical. Many forego regular screenings and generally avoid going to the doctor if they can help it. ThetaCare urologist Dr. Andrew Mays.
Men have unique obstacles. We see that men are less likely to see their primary care physician, less likely to have their annual wellness, really check in and make sure their health and wellness are where they need it to be.
May said men of all ages should make their yearly visits to the doctor, but when a man hits 50, it becomes critical to have regular screenings for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and colorectal cancer.
If we find a problem early, we can easily detect and then hopefully treat that, whether it's with surgery or radiation or some degree of intervention that not only optimizes their quality of life and then obviously the longevity of life.
According to the Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System, the most frequently diagnosed cancer among Wisconsin men is prostate cancer, making up 23% of all new cancer diagnoses in Wisconsin men. The premise of Movember is this. Mobros grow mustaches to bring awareness to mental health issues. The movement is also called No Shave November.
The gun deer hunt ends on Sunday. Data from the Wisconsin DNR shows that harvest rates for opening weekend have ticked up. Here's Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer.
Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024, and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested.
A new report shows increasing deportations and anti-immigrant sentiments harm our social safety net programs like Social Security. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson has more.
As America's baby boomers continue to retire, the number of American-born workers is expected to dramatically drop over the next decade. There are an estimated 70,000 people who are undocumented in Wisconsin, according to data from the Migration Policy Institute. They estimate about 47,000 of them are employed. The Economic Policy Institute put out an analysis that shows it will be impossible to maintain normal GDP growth without immigrant workers. Report author Josh Bivens.
It does make things like Social Security and Medicare a little harder to sustain. If we have a steady flow of younger immigrant workers coming in, that just makes it much easier to sustain those really important social insurance programs.
Workers pay into Medicare and Social Security, and that includes workers without legal immigration status. According to Social Security trustees, the program will not be able to pay full benefits after 2036. The Trump administration says it hopes to deport 1 million immigrants each year to secure borders and jobs for American-born workers. More than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the U.S. labor force in the first half of 2025, according to the Pew Research Center. The National Bureau of Economic Research shows increases in immigration actually lead to more jobs overall and higher wages for U.S.-born workers.
The really immigrant-heavy part of residential construction is maybe the framing and digging out the foundation. Well, if that doesn't get done, the part of construction that is more intensive in the use of U.S.-born workers, like maybe the electrician and the plumber, they can't do their work.
Immigrants make up nearly 20% of the overall American workforce. Nearly half of all farming, fishing, and home health care work is done by immigrants.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks making a catch for a 16-yard gain told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety Brian Branch on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was gonna hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3, the Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a system that could bring some heavier snow tomorrow into tomorrow night, ending by Sunday morning. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, our high in the upper 20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the teens. Snow starts tomorrow with a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.